I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
He followed the path of Moses, a leader of inspiration, calling on the people not to be afraid. And always, always, as my grandfather would say, keep the faith. He followed the path of Joseph, a believer in dreams and the divinity they carry and the promise they hold. And like John the Baptist, he prepared us for the greater hope ahead, one who came to bear witness to the light. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a nonviolent warrior for justice who followed the word and the way of his Lord and his Savior. On this day of remembrance, we gather at Dr. King's cherished Ebenezer to commemorate what would have been Dr. King's 94th birthday. We gather to contemplate his moral vision and to commit ourselves to his path, the path that leads to the beloved community, to the sacred place, that sacred hour when justice rains down like waters and righteousness is a mighty stream. And the fact is that, I stand here at a critical juncture for the United States and the world, in my view. We're at what we call an inflection point. One of those points in world history where what happens the last few years and will happen the next 6 or 8 years is going to determine what the world looks like for the next 30 to 40 years. There's much at stake. This is the time of choosing, direct choices we have. Are we a people who will choose democracy over autocracy? Couldn't ask that question 15 years ago. Everyone thought democracy was settled, not for African Americans, but democracy as an institutional structure was settled. But it's not. It's not. We have to choose a community over chaos. Are we the people who are going to choose love over hate? These are the vital questions of our time and the reason why I'm here as your president. I believe Dr. King's life and legacy show us the way and we should pay attention. May God bless you all and let's go find the light. We can do this.
I made it. That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.